Hi guys, happy Sunday, this is Nikki Jameson. Hope you're having a great time wherever you are. I was going to talk about time and time management, but I thought instead I would talk about planning, or rather about having a plan. And some things to think about that I've been thinking about over the past few days and weeks as I think about what I want to achieve this year. And it's something I think about every year, and I do it to a greater or lesser success depending on what it is, and that's about having a plan. Now, if we think about what we want to accomplish in life, or accomplishing anything in life, most of the time it's not possible to do that without a plan. Yet so many of us do not make plans. We don't make plans for our financial life, we don't make plans for our social life, we don't make plans for our everyday life, except if we're forced to do so. Or something hits us and then we think, okay, we've got to start planning this stuff. But plans are really important and they don't have to be complicated. The thing to remember is that if you have a goal or a vision or something you want to accomplish, whether it's a big thing or a small thing, you need to have a plan. You need to have a plan to support that goal. And what that plan is like a roadmap. It's not something that's set in concrete, that once you've put this plan down, that you can never change it. And what if you can't achieve that plan? What if you can't work the plan? Well, plans always have to be tweaked, they always have to be changed. If you think about building a bridge or an aeroplane or a new supermarket or anything that needs to be created, there's usually a plan and it will have tweaks and turns along the way. That's fine, that's perfectly natural. The thing is that you realize that and you make the changes. But it's better than not having a plan, because if you don't have a plan to accomplish what it is you want to accomplish, you won't be able to accomplish it. And that will lead to frustration and discouragement. So it's great to know that we can have a plan, because that puts us in control of what we can control in our lives or whatever it is we want to do. We don't have to leave it to chance. And as we're going through our plan and we have to change things, as we review the plan, we can see what we want to change. And some things may not seem like such a great idea as we're going through it. But without a plan, if something is not scheduled, so you have to have a schedule around, you have to have timing by when you want to do things and when things need to happen. If it's scheduled and timed, it's likely to happen. If it's not, it's likely to not happen. So I would like to encourage you, and I'm encouraging myself as I do this, to think about the goals that you have and think about the plan you have to reach them. And if you haven't got a plan, put down a plan with some actions. Actions are stages, the things you have to do, and the milestones are the times by the buckets of actions, and they have times around them. And it's a great feeling when you cross off a milestone and you've reached it and you think, right, you finish one thing, go to the next. Finish one thing, go to the next. And you will be amazed at the incredible power it gives you to be able to plan whatever it is you want to do. And you have a much higher chance of actually accomplishing that. And people will wonder how you do it. And when you tell them, well, you had a plan, they look at you as if, how can it be a plan? That's a waste of time. It's not a waste of time. Better to have one goal and a plan to reach it than 20 goals and no plans. I think we will all reach our goals with the right plan. So I'll talk more about this later on, but I just thought that this would be something to encourage you and something to think about. Till next time, this is Nikki. Thanks for listening. Bye.